Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Fort Stokes.
And welcome to the Active Wealth Show. Activators, I'm Fort Stokes, your chief financial advisor. So glad you're with us, and I'm joined by our esteemed radio show executive producer, Sam Davis. Say hi to everybody, Sam.
Welcome to the weekend, Activators. It's a lovely summer here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're glad you're here with us.
I may just start calling you the weekend ambassadors because it's just great that you welcome everybody to the weekend. I love that.
Oh, man. I love the weekend about as much as anyone I know. So I would hold that title with honor.
That is awesome. Yeah. Our weekend ambassador, Mr. Sam Davis. That's great stuff. All right, so we're gonna forego a market update this week. On today's show, it's an extremely important show, like we said, and I would encourage everybody to visit activewealthshow.com. If you want to see a recording or a transcript of this show, we're first going to talk about seven things that retirees spend less money on during retirement, but more importantly, in segments 2, 3, and 4, we're going to talk about how to build a smart financial plan. First, with a smart safe strategy, second, with a smart risk strategy, and third, a smart tax strategy. So it's a very important show. Hope you stay with us the entire show as you're driving around Atlanta or listening to us on Stitcher or Spotify or Salem Radio or iHeartRadio and also on iTunes. And we're so glad you're with us here on the Active Wealth Show on AM 920 The Answer right here in Atlanta, Georgia. But let's go straight into it. The seven things that retirees spend less money on during retirement. Number one is clothes, as people are living on fixed income and they're trying not to spend too much more and they're not trying to impress all their friends. They're not running out and buying new clothes for, you know, work or trying to impress all their girlfriends or guys may or may not be spending more money on camo if they're out hunting or fishing shirts or anything else when they're fishing as a retiree, but they're spending less money on clothes. Number two is groceries, believe it or not. When you have time to shop and you have time to do, you know, the senior citizen discount days at the grocery store on Wednesdays and you get double the coupons or you're able to look at coupons online or you're able to get coupons in if you still get the newspaper, you're going to spend less money on groceries because also you don't have children at home. And so it's usually just two spouses. You got a husband and wife, or you've got, you know, a widower or, you know, just one to two people living at home. You're going to spend less money on groceries. And also you got to get into a habit of what you like the best and what you like the most to fix and eat. And you're not shopping for other people. And so you're going to spend less money on groceries. That's number two. Then number three is entertainment. You're going to spend less money because you're going to go to fewer rock concerts, et cetera. You may go to some movies, but that's fairly inexpensive. But you're going to spend less money on entertainment, and you're going to eat in with friends. You're going to grill out. You're going to do things like that. And so you're going to spend less money on entertainment during retirement. And then number four is transportation costs. And this is a good cost reduction hack is driving one car. You no longer have a daily work commute. A lot of couples will drive just one vehicle, especially when the husband stops driving and the wife is driving. Cause you know, let's face it, folks, that the women outlive us. And generally we marry, you know, a lot of guys will marry women that are a little bit younger than they are at times. And so therefore the woman can drive longer than the male. And so they'll drive one car. So that's number four, is transportation costs will be reduced and you'll spend less money during retirement on transportation costs. Number five is education. You're going to have no more contributions to 529 plans. You probably won't be investing in cash value life insurance to do the retirement planning for, to get a tax-free retirement income and or pay for college planning. But we're not going to contribute to 529 plans when we're in our 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. So we're going to spend less money on education. That's number five. And then number six is a really important one, is mortgages. 82% of all retirees over the age of 80 do not have a mortgage. So families generally downsize or they pay off their mortgages in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. So you're going to have that mortgage expense that you're going to delete from your monthly expenses, which is really important because a monthly mortgage could literally eat up one of your Social Security income benefit payments you're getting from the Social Security Administration that you've earned over a 40, 50 year work career. And also, I want to encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, that's 770-685-1777. Go ahead and give us a call and we'll run a free Social Security maximization report for you. What we do is we take your top 35 earning years, plug them into our system that was developed by two people who used to work at the Social Security Administration, and we'll show you some what-if scenarios and how to maximize your Social Security. So you can visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button. You can also just send me an email at ford@activewealth.com, and we are happy to set up a Social Security maximization report for you, absolutely at no cost to you. And then the last one, believe it or not, is taxes. Your taxes will likely go down slightly, at least because you're no longer working. Also, property taxes for people who are over 65, if they file correctly with their county, can go down because they no longer have to pay the educational portion of their property taxes because it's likely that they don't have any school-age children anymore. And so that's it. So to recap, the seven things, the good news today, the seven things that go down during retirement are clothes, groceries, entertainment, transportation, education costs, mortgage costs, and taxes. And if you want my free report on this, all you have to do is send me an email at ford@activewealth.com or visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. And you'll meet with me, and we're happy to help you any way we can. So feel free again to give us a call at 770-685-1777. And now the rest of the show, which is incredibly important, we're going to talk about a smart financial plan. We talk about smart safe, smart risk, and smart tax strategies to help you build a fee-efficient, tax-efficient, and market-efficient portfolio and to build a successful retirement. We think it's a really important show for you to hear. We think it's the right thing to do today. We want to make sure we're educating you here on the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. And Smart Safe is really just about replacing your bonds with fixed index annuities and being careful with that part of your portfolio and even taking some of your equity positions and investing in a fixed index annuity. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how much that means to you and how much you can save but also why these fixed index annuities are much better than your grandfather's fixed index annuities. And you're going to be able to get market-like gains without market risk. And you're going to be blown away by the metrics when we share everything about our smart, safe strategy. And we're going to talk about how companies are competing for baby boomer dollars, and also some of the famous people who took advantage of fixed index annuities and grew their money and outperformed the market. You've been listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. We're talking about how to build a smart financial plan with smart safe, smart risk, and smart tax strategies. We'll talk to you right when we come back from the break. Welcome back to the Active Wealth Show. Activators, I'm Fort Stokes, your chief financial advisor. And if you're wondering who an activator is, it's someone who's looking to build a tax-efficient, fee-efficient, and market-efficient portfolio. They want to enjoy their retirement. They want to have a retirement with peace of mind. They don't want to have to watch the stock ticker every day. And the best way to do that is to build a smart financial plan. Now, smart financial plan, as we've said earlier in segment one, includes a smart safe strategy, smart risk strategies, and smart tax. And in segment two right now, we're going to talk about smart safe. And one of the smart safe strategies is bond replacement. We are literally looking at significant volatility with bonds this year, ups and downs, and we really shouldn't be seeing or risking a whole lot of money on market values with the bonds that we invest in. Also, let me ask you a question. Why are you investing in bonds where you're paying an annual advisory and portfolio fee? We can delete the annual advisory and portfolio fees that you pay during retirement just by investing the bond portion of your portfolio that gives you income into another income-based product called a fixed index annuity. And let's just, I'm going to walk you through a scenario here. If you got a client portfolio, it's $1 million, typical 60-40 portfolio, 60% stocks or 60% securities, and 40% bonds or fixed income. Well, if you're paying 1.5% annual advisory and portfolio fee together combined, that's $6,000 a year just on the bond portion of $400,000. If you delete that by investing in a fixed index annuity, because there are no advisory fees or portfolio management fees with a fixed index annuity, and if you work with Active Wealth, we can put you in a much more fee-efficient fixed index annuity where there's not even an income rider fee, and your money accumulates, and you're able to take like up to a 5% penalty-free withdrawal. I can even get you a bonus on that money as well. But you would literally save yourself $210,000 over a 35-year plus retirement, even if the fixed index annuity didn't go up over the whole time, but it obviously will. Because with a fixed index annuity, you can get market-like gains. Last year, in 2020, I had people that got 10% bonus on their money, and they also got 7.36% average annual rate of return from the investment they had based on the linked index of the Barclays Atlas 5 and their 95% participation rate. And if you put that up against like the Moody's BAA bond index that only generated 3.2%, that's a significant difference. And here's the math on this. If we rounded up the Moody's BAA bond index to a 3.5% average rate of return, and we downgraded the fixed index annuity to be more conservative at 6.94%, the fixed index annuity still would outperform the bond portfolio over a 35-year retirement, and you would have $2.854 million left over, higher than what the fixed index annuity was. That's remarkable. So if you want to make $2.854 million on a on $1 million portfolio, just on the bond portion of your assets, which would be a $400,000 investment in a fixed index annuity, you'll get $2.854 million more during your retirement. We think that's a smart plan. We think that's a great smart safe plan, because with a fixed index annuity, you cannot lose money. You've got market-like gains without market risk, and you're deleting the advisory fees, and you're growing your money tax deferred. So I would encourage you to consider a bond replacement and invest in a fixed index annuity instead of your bonds. And now, Sam, go ahead and play chapter two of my new book, Annuity 360. You can also download a copy of my book, Annuity 360, at annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net. And go ahead and play chapter two on how annuity companies are competing for baby boomer dollars.
Chapter two, why annuity and life insurance companies are competing for baby boomer dollars. Big idea. Annuities counter one of a retiree's biggest fears, outliving their wealth. Annuities create lifetime income streams. There are 73.4 million baby boomers in the United States that are close to or are already in their retirement years. Baby boomers put between 9 and 10% of their pay towards their retirement. Only 55% of boomers have any money saved for their retirement. More than 4 in 10 boomers inaccurately believe that Medicare will cover long-term health care costs. Baby boomers hold $2.6 trillion in buying power. They've had more time to build their wealth in comparison to other generations, because some might still be in the workforce and making more money. Baby boomers control 50% of the nation's wealth, outspend younger generations, and are more likely to spend their retirement savings on themselves rather than passing them down. Total U.S. retirement assets are about $28 trillion. More than half of those assets were either defined contribution plans or individual retirement accounts. Some other facts about baby boomers and their spending habits. 69% of baby boomers either expect to or are already working past age 65 or don't plan to retire. Only 26% of baby boomers have a backup plan for retirement if they are forced into retirement sooner than expected. Baby boomers make up 46.8% of pet spending. Baby boomers are expected to spend 3.4% more on health-related purchases than their parents did. Why are annuity companies targeting baby boomers? Boomers face many issues when planning for retirement. The three primary reasons are, number one, growing the money they have already saved. Number two, dealing with and preparing for unforeseen expenses, the largest of which are tied to healthcare and long-term care. Number three, optimizing their financial plans when their exact lifespan is unknown. Annuities exist to help boomers with the last issue. With an annuity, a retiree gives an insurance company a lump sum of money in exchange for an annual income that will last throughout their lifespan. Annuities have the potential to become useful tools in baby boomers' portfolios when planning their retirement. They offer protection for market volatility while also eliminating the risk of outliving one's retirement savings, which are not guaranteed by portfolios that lean heavily on stocks and bonds. The demand for retirement income amongst baby boomers already exists, and annuities are the only products that can provide a hedge for a long life, like longevity insurance. Reasons baby boomers should be interested in annuities. They are falling short of their retirement goals. Roughly 10,000 baby boomers retire every day, but a very small percentage of them believe they can retire and live comfortably throughout their golden years. Only 25% of baby boomers think they have enough money to retire comfortably. Many couples may be on the right track, but unforeseen circumstances such as health problems or staffing cuts might force them into retirement earlier than planned, leaving a much larger income gap. Baby boomers are looking for a reliable source of retirement income, and annuity companies are beginning to tap into this market because they recognize the need. Not all annuities are created equal. There are two main types of annuities, immediate and deferred. The right kind of annuity depends on your financial goals, your situations, and your needs. One thing that makes annuities so attractive is that there are so many options available. While it may seem overwhelming, a financial advisor can help you sort through all of your available options and make a smart choice for your money. Security for their income. Annuities can help build a secure retirement through different income strategies, while also alleviating any stress or fear they may have left over from the financial crisis of 2008 and the bear market. Annuities can play an important role in a plan, along with your Social Security, healthcare, and other factors. Annuities can address issues such as maximizing your Social Security benefits, which help create an income that you can never outlive. How annuity and life insurance companies have responded to baby boomer needs. Interest in hybrid products. Baby boomers don't want to pay a fortune for something that offers them only a part of what they need. With less income to be counted in their retirement years already, paying for individual products to meet each of their needs can be too expensive. Life insurance companies heard these concerns and responded with new hybrid products. Many life insurance companies now offer some kind of long-term care rider on their whole life or universal life products. Generally speaking, these riders provide coverage for long-term care should you need it or you receive a death benefit if you don't. These combination products have grown from $6 million in 2008 to $2.6 billion with a B in 2013, and they are still growing. Need for guaranteed income. Baby boomers are also concerned with outliving their money. They want to enjoy their retirement, but they also don't want to run out of funds. The industry responded to these fears by offering a variety of products with guaranteed lifetime income. These products include variable and indexed annuities with guaranteed living benefit riders and immediate or deferred annuities. The annuity industry has been transformed by these new products. According to PricewaterhouseCoopers Employee Financial Wellness Survey, since the economic downturn of 2008, 76% of retirees say that creating a guaranteed income is their top retirement planning priority. Annuity companies rose to the occasion to create products to meet the needs of baby boomers and provide them with a sense of security. The need for advisors. Annuity companies have created many products to meet the needs of their consumers. This is a good thing, but it can make for a tough decision on the part of the investor. With so many options to sort through, some pre-retirees and retirees can't sort through all the information. Many are afraid to make the wrong decision, which leads them to make no decision at all. A large part of the planning process involves an advisor educating their clients on all of their options so they can make the right decision.
And to follow on with our Smart Save strategy as part of our Smart Financial Plan, we're going to play Chapter 3 that details famous people who have outperformed the market by investing in fixed index annuities and have built a successful retirement. You're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 and The Answer, and we're talking about building a smart financial plan right here on the Active Wealth Show. Welcome back, Activators. It's segment 3 here on the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, Chief Financial Advisor. And we just heard how annuity companies and insurance companies are competing for baby boomer dollars and how it's no longer your grandfather's fixed index annuity. And I don't want you to just take my word for it. I want you to listen to this important chapter with famous people who have invested in fixed index annuities to outpace the market and also to build a successful retirement for themselves. Go ahead and play Chapter 3, famous people who have invested in a fixed index annuity. Thanks, Sam.
Chapter 3, famous people who invested a significant amount of their hard-earned wealth in annuities. Big idea. Annuities are for everyone. Even if you're not worried about outliving your wealth, annuities are safer for your money than investing in stocks or bonds or simply not investing at all. Babe Ruth. Known as the Sultan of SWAT, Babe Ruth came into his glory days during the Roaring Twenties, and his manager was worried that he was blowing through all of his money without putting any of it away. He introduced Babe to an insurance agent from the Equitable Insurance Company, now AXA Equitable. From 1923 to 1929, the slugger contributed more than half of his salary annually, purchasing between $35,000 and $50,000 worth of annuities each year. The Great Depression hit the country hard in October of 1929. Babe Ruth was forced to retire from baseball in 1935 due to health reasons. He was unemployed during the worst time in history, but Babe Ruth had his income annuity. It's been reported that he received an income of $17,500 a year, which would translate into an annual salary of more than $290,000 in today's dollars. His famous quote still resonates today. He said, "I may take risks in life, but I will never risk my money. I use annuities, and I never have to worry about my money." Steve Young. Steve Young was signed out of Brigham Young University into a $40 million contract with the USFL. That was the headline, at least. In reality, Young was given an annuity that would pay out something like $40 million over the 50 years that followed. Given the fact that some players were not paid for playing in the final season or other seasons of the USFL, accepting the annuity appears to have been a genius move on the part of either Young or his agent. The annuity payments have lasted longer than the league, and it's safe to say that he's made more money than probably anyone else involved with the league. To be fair, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Even with a large signing bonus and salary, he continued to wear old jeans and drive a 19-year-old Oldsmobile Dynamic. In addition to outlasting the league, that annuity even outlasted the Oldsmobile Car Company. With a staggering number of pro athletes going broke after they retire, it's refreshing to read stories about players who made smart financial choices. Shaquille O'Neal. One player who's used annuities to his advantage is retired star Shaquille O'Neal. Over his 19-year career, he generated $292 million in total compensation. In retirement, he is projected to make as much as $1 billion from endorsements even after his career is long over. Thanks to a wise agent who made him put $1 million annually into annuities from his rookie year onward, Shaq lives off the income the annuity generates with his endorsement legacy for his children. Shaq's scenario demonstrates how pro athletes and other prodigious earners can protect themselves against their own personal spending errors. Allen Iverson. NBA player Allen Iverson earned $200 million during his career, $155 million in salary, and $40 to $50 million in endorsement deals. Iverson ended up going bankrupt because of his overly lavish lifestyle. In a December 2012 court filing, Iverson told the court that his monthly income was $62,500, but his expenses were $360,000. Luckily for Iverson, Reebok saved him from becoming destitute by paying him an annuity worth $2.3 million. In 2001, Iverson made a very smart decision that would ultimately save him. He signed a unique endorsement deal with Reebok. Not only will Reebok pay Iverson $800,000 a year for life, they set aside a $32 million trust fund that he can begin accessing when he turns 55 years old in 2030. Since he divorced his wife in 2013, he will receive half of the trust. Another way that Iverson will be able to protect himself against future bankruptcy is his access to the NBA pension. He is eligible for another $8,000 a month. The lump sum of this pension is between $1.5 and $1.8 million. Most pensions are set up with single premium immediate annuities. Benjamin Franklin. When Benjamin Franklin died, he requested that the 2,000 sterling he earned as the governor of Pennsylvania from 1785 to 1788 be divided equally between Boston and Pennsylvania. He wanted the money to be dispersed as a legacy. 200 years later, in the spring of 1990, the balance in the Philadelphia account was valued at approximately $2 million. And the balance in the Boston Trust was about $4.5 million. This was sometimes called Franklin's IRA. The money in the Boston Trust was invested using a new take on an old idea, the annuity. Using a tax-deferred index variety, the money was able to benefit from exposure to stock market growth without stock market loss. This allowed the trustees of the Franklin Institute in Boston to turn an estimated $4,400 into $4.5 million, even while it was paying out an income for 200 years. Beethoven. The social luminaries of Vienna wanted to keep Ludwig von Beethoven from leaving their country. And so in 1809, two princes and an archduke guaranteed the musician a generous annuity. All he had to do was stay in Vienna and compose and perform his music. His benefactors have supposedly been quoted as saying something along the lines of, Only a man free of worries can create with such genius. Interestingly enough, Vienna also saw its time of economic downturn, and one of the annuity's guarantors tried to stop paying Beethoven, claiming financial hardship. Beethoven sued, won, and continued to receive his annuity payments. Perhaps this is what inspired the literary genius of Jane Austen, whose character Fanny observes in Sense and Sensibility. People always live forever when there is an annuity to be paid. An annuity is serious business. It comes over and over every year, and there is no getting rid of it.
So I think it's fascinating to see how other famous people have invested in fixed index annuities to be successful and to make sure that they don't have any fraud against them, make sure they don't lose any of their money. It's incredible what the professional athletes do to make sure that they get to kind of a 4% rule where they're not spending more than 4% of their principal by investing in fixed index annuities to protect their family. And that's what Shaquille O'Neal has done. Also, Allen Iverson blew through $163 million of uniform player contract money, but he's able to live on his income that he gets from the annuities that Reebok set up for him. I just think it's remarkable, and it's a really good spending thing. So if we don't spend more than 4% of our principal each year, we likely are not going to run out of money. So let's follow that 4% rule, and let's also invest in fixed index annuities that have like a 5% penalty-free withdrawal, and we get another 1% on it. And if we can get higher market-like gains between 5 and 9+%, that's a remarkable result, especially if we're not risking money. And I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. You can also download my free report at bondreplacement.com. That's bondreplacement.com. So let's talk about the smart risk side of this thing, folks. So there's really three types of major types of investing. You got not in the market, which is like investing in a fixed index annuity, not into bonds. And what's interesting about that, what we've just talked about, that smart safe side, owners of not in the market financial products like fixed index annuities, did you know they did not lose a dime of their principal or their previously locked in gains in 2008 and 2009, which we think is a remarkable result. The number two type of investing is in the market passive. And that's a riskier part of investing. You've got 100% of the market gains, but you're also capturing 100% of the market losses. It's got around, right around a 1% plus annual fee that's usually in the form of an expense ratio. And the time horizon is like 10 to 30 years. That's like your 401k, right? Well, in 2008, those folks lost right around 38% and they came back 26%. But in sequence of return risk, losing 38% on $1 million portfolio, they're losing 380 and they came back 26% of the 620. And they, with fees and everything else, they basically have lost $237,500, leaving their $1 million portfolio with only $762,500 at the end of 2009. Well, that is a lifestyle change for most people. And we don't want you to have to go through that. So that brings us to our smart risk side of this, which is in the market tactical. It's the third type, major type of investing that's done out there. The goal is to capture about 70% of the market gains, but only capture 40% of the market losses. It's not going to ride the highest of the highs, but it's not going to ride the lowest of the lows. And it, you know, for us, it's going to be right around 0.95 to 1.35% of an annual fee. And for radio listeners who listen to the Active Wealth Show, we only charge a 0.95% all-in advisory and portfolio fee. Your time horizon is 6 to 8 years on this. You don't want to invest in tactical asset allocation for 6 to 8 weeks, as an example. But in 2008, you would have only lost 16%. In 2009, you would have come back 18.2%. And you would have only lost $37,225 in that same scenario off of $1 million portfolio, having a portfolio that's then worth $962,775. We think that's remarkable. We think that's the right way to go. And you should really consider investing in a tactical asset allocation portfolio that is managed with tactical asset allocation that doesn't just hang in there. And that's what we do here at Active Wealth Management. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to save you six figures during retirement with a smart tax strategy. In fact, we have two significant smart tax strategies that we're going to share. Listen to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. And welcome back, activators, to this very important Active Wealth Show, where we're talking about how to build a smart financial plan that includes smart safe strategies, smart risk strategies, and smart tax strategies. And we've gone over smart safe with investing in a fixed index annuity to get market-like gains, also how to implement a bond replacement strategy and how that also could make us $2.854 million more during retirement just by switching out the bonds in our portfolio with fixed index annuities so we can get market-like gains without market risk and where we can delete any advisory or portfolio fees. We've also talked about smart risk strategies with tactical asset allocation and rebalancing our portfolio on a monthly basis and not just hanging in there with our investments, because we didn't want to just be in the market passive and just hang in there and let the market do what it will to us. We're trying to rebalance so we don't capture the lowest of the lows. And now we're going to talk about smart tax. And there's only two types of tax-free investments out there, and that's Roth IRAs and life insurance. And the reason we're sharing these tax-free investment strategies is because, look, I'm a fiduciary. That means I've got to put your needs ahead of my own. It also means I've got to try to take risk off the table with my clients. And one of the greatest risks, if not the greatest risk, to anyone's retirement is the risk of increasing taxes. Tax risk is a huge component of a retirement plan. You've got to minimize the tax risk that you face during your 35 plus year retirement. I mean, you may be retired as long as you worked or longer. And so you've got to make that money last. And that means also not giving the money to Uncle Sam. And if we're believing the Biden administration right now, and I'm not a fan of the Biden administration by any stretch, they're definitely going to be increasing taxes on us. And that means we need to look for avenues and safe harbor places to put our money. And the two types of tax-free investments are Roth IRAs and life insurance. You can literally kick the IRS out of being your partner with your individual retirement account by implementing a Roth IRA conversion. You can move money from your IRA to your Roth IRA. And if you pay the taxes with a taxable account, you can move that over dollar for dollar. But let me go over a little bit about the Roth IRA. The contribution limits are $6,000 per person if you're under 50 years old, and there's $7,000 per person a year if you're over the age of 50. And contributions are not tax deductible. You can contribute for non-working spouses as well, as long as there is a working spouse where you get ordinary income. Principal is liquid from day one. Growth is tax-free. Distributions are tax-free. And to avoid penalties on growth, you know, you've got to wait 5 years from the time you open up a Roth IRA account or from the time you implement a Roth conversion. Contributions and conversions are two totally different things. You can contribute $6,000 to $7,000 a year, depending on your age and your income, because there are income limits on investing in a Roth IRA. If you're married filing jointly, the phase out begins at $196,000 in annual income for 2021 and ends at $206,000. For single filer, the phase out begins at $124,000 and ends at $139,000. Contribution limits decrease as you approach the end of the phase out range. There's also no required minimum distributions during your lifetime with a Roth IRA. You decide when to take distributions. You can take as much or as little as you want, but we encourage you to also always protect that Roth IRA money like it's the most precious part of your retirement nest egg. This also allows your account to grow uninterrupted and tax-free for life. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Could also provide a tax-free inheritance for your heirs as long as it's under 11.22 million. So the conversion rules, there's no income limits or phase out. There used to be an income limit. High income earners may be able to convert but not contribute. So if you make more than that $206,000 a year as a married couple filing jointly or more than $139,000 as an individual filer, you're not able to contribute, but you can convert from your IRA to your Roth IRA. There's no age limit to convert, and it also will likely increase your effective tax rates in the year that you do the conversion, because the taxes paid in the tax year for the conversions and partial conversions are allowed. And that partial conversion is called a Roth ladder conversion, which is one of the most important smart tax strategies you can do, where you can implement a Roth conversion each year of your early retirement. I work with a gentleman who was a Goodyear executive. He also used to work for Dunlop Tire. He no longer does. And so I can share the information, and he's actually works out of state to be with his family. He moved back home with his family because he was managing a plant several states away. And he basically took, he's 53 years old, and he took his $1.5 million, and he took his $1.5 million IRA, and he's basically going to convert. He's married, filing jointly, and he's making $200,000 a year right now, but he's going to convert $128,000 a year until he retires at age 65. So he's going to end up converting, you know, for 12 years, he's going to convert $128,000. So that is, you know, a significant amount of money. I mean, he's over, you know, $1.3 million, $1.4 million in converted dollars. And then, but his money's still growing because his money's with us and it's growing at a significant clip. But then when he retires at age 65, what he's going to do is he's going to start converting $250,000 a year, and he's going to live on his Social Security, and he's going to live on distributions from his IRA. But he's going to end up saving literally just in his tax side of $1.5 million IRA, he's going to save over $788,000 during his 35 plus year retirement in lower taxes. But his kids and him together, the total retirement inheritance tax savings, he's going to save over $1.3 million in total retirement and inheritance tax savings by implementing a smart tax strategy of a Roth ladder conversion. And you say, hey, you know what? I don't have $1.5 million for it, but I do have $600,000 or $700,000 in my Roth IRA. Well, don't you want to save six figures during retirement? So that's what I would do. I would implement a Roth ladder conversion and stay below that 24% bracket, and you'll be in a much, much better spot. Last thing I want to talk about with smart taxes, I want to help you implement tax-free retirement income by investing in index universal life policy to generate tax-free income as loans against the life insurance policy. I've got another executive with a manufacturing firm here in Atlanta who is paying for 10 years. He pays $2,000 a month, and he is going to generate $25,602 per the illustration in tax-free income 10 years later. He's 55 years old now, and when he turns 65, he's going to start taking out $25,602 a year as a loan against his life insurance policy, and loans are not taxable, and therefore the IRS won't be his partner with that tax-free income, which is remarkable. So those are the two strategies I would do, is a Roth ladder conversion or invest in index universal life policies to get you market-like gains without market risk, and the proceeds of those that you generate from the cash value within the life insurance policy are tax-free. And now for the final countdown.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
Today we talked about the seven things that go down during retirement. We want to give you some good news a little bit, because the week before we talked about the 10 things that go up. And then we talked about how to build a smart financial plan within your portfolio with smart safe, smart risk, and smart tax strategies. We played a couple of chapters, chapter 2 and chapter 3 from my new book, Annuity 360, and you get that book at annuity360.net absolutely for free. And then we also talked about literally how to invest in tax-free investments, and the only two tax-free investments out there are Roth IRAs and life insurance. Municipal bonds don't count because they contribute to additional surcharges with Medicare surcharges and additional taxation on our Social Security income benefit. We hope you enjoyed this important Active Wealth show. where we talked about how to build a smart financial plan with smart safe, smart risk, and smart tax strategies. And we'll talk more about how to build a successful retirement fee efficiently, market efficiently, and tax efficiently on next week's Active Wealth Show. We hope all of you have a great week. And remember, with retirement, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly, be aggressive, and take control of your retirement future by working with a fiduciary like us here at Active Wealth. And we're happy to help you build that successful retirement that you deserve.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.